boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
After a long weekend of thinking and pondering and sleeping on it, I did a lot of sleeping this weekend.
That's all she did.
I finally have a decision made on my boyfriend's radio name.
And
he's going to be Curly.
Curly!
From now on, I'll remind you, it's my boyfriend Curly.
Not just a Curly.
Not just Curly, not just any Curly. Here's the thing. I'm keeping it simple because if there's one thing that I always hear when people meet him, the number one thing is, oh my God, he has amazing hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I wish my hair had texture like that. His hair is his personality.
Okay.
So that is why I have landed on Curly after conversations with my mom. Even his parents stopped by the house yesterday and they're like,
really?
So what'd you decide? I was like, oh, I didn't know you were invested. And they approved too, because they're like, well, yeah.
They're like, well, we need them. We also should be a part of said name.
I guess, yeah, I didn't really give him a choice. So
what does he think of it? That's what I would like to know.
He's down for it because we had some wacky ideas out there. Mm-hmm. Although he really liked Bigfoot for some reason. I couldn't commit to that long term.
So no.
As much as I would like this relationship to be long term, I'm going to go with a name that I feel is long term.
Now, we didn't talk about this, but I would like to talk about an opportunity.
Oh, okay.
My opportunity.
For?
When you butcher this, when you forget to call him Curly
and you
just call him boyfriend, can I smack you across the face?
Well, you can't reach me.
Well, then can I squirt you with a squirt bottle? Like, do we get consequences here now moving forward?
No.
This is an opportunity I'd like to invest in.
You have permission to just yell and interrupt me.
Oh, okay.
And say Curly. It'll just be like a normal day at work.
Dang it, I was really hoping I would get to slap you or squirt you with a like a cat or something.
Yeah, that would make me learn pretty quick, I think, if you squirted me with a squirt bottle.
I just don't think HR would approve.
Probably not. So bear with me on this new Curly journey.
Curse you, Taylor. Curse you.
You want me to start cursing?
Well, no, not that. I meant like curse you and all of your talents.
Oh.
Because you were bragging on the radio about how you're just like wifey material the other day and how you were building a shelf and you were making bagels.
Oh, yes.
All at the exact same time.
I was being the ultimate woman. I'm not going to lie.
You were. And then there's me, who can barely tie my shoe at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend, I got this, like, it was, I don't even know what you want to call it, but this, like, little, like, desk kind of, like, shelf thing that you can, like, pull up right next to your couch. It's like a little side table almost kind of thing. And I got it, and you have to assemble it yourself.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, neighbor man, can you do it for me? And he was like, no. You could do it yourself. If Taylor can do all of that and make bagels, I think you can handle it.
Ouch. That hurts.
You need to be more like Taylor is what he said.
Well, I don't know
So
about
you
that.
Need to stop bragging about how awesome you are so I don't have the same expectations. I don't like
Well,
it.
I guess if I should make one note for him and any other men, they're like, that sounds great. I will tell you my attitude was horrible during all of it. I wasn't fun to be around. I was the ultimate woman. But also the ultimate
attitude.
You know, finish the sentence. I was horrible.
Oh, I got you now.
It's not worth it. You should build it, neighbor man. Save yourself. I'm serious.
Yeah, save it so I don't become, you know, that word.
Exactly. Here's
what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every time a new year begins, I feel like people always talk about things that they'd like to leave behind in the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2024. And I didn't know this, but there's a university, Lake Superior State University, who releases a banished words list every year of things that should not make its way into 2025.
Oh, I thought they were going to say that was banned from the university.
No. just things that they want people to stop saying, basically.
It would have been cooler if it was like words like that are popular that they were like, okay, this is dumb. Don't say this. This is banned from the university.
Well, that's basically it. Oh. Except they're not going to like arrest students for saying things. So it's actually like submitted from people all over the world and they pick the most popular ones. Do you have a guess of what the top banished word is?
Demure.
No. Not even on the list.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Cringe.
Yeah. Well, that was so like 2 years ago.
And that's kind of what they're saying. It's cringy to hear the word cringe. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's necessary, though. I'm going to keep saying it every once in a while.
Okay.
Some things are just cringe. Swifties are going to hate this, but era is on the list of words to be banished.
I would have said that was so, well, we were still saying it. Yeah, I'm going to say that's over. I'm over it. I've been over it.
Overused is what people are saying. Unless you're Taylor Swift, it's time to move on.
Her tour's over, so that's why I'm like, it's over.
Right, exactly. What else is on here? If you know, you know, or IYKYK.
I didn't know we were shortening it.
Where have you been?
Under a rock, apparently.
Clearly. Well, they don't like it because it's cryptic and exclusionary for people like you, I guess, that don't know what abbreviations mean.
Well, I know what abbreviation means.
Well, you didn't know that one.
I just didn't know we were shortening it.
Well, we were, and now we're not, I guess.
Well, good.
they would like to banish sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, that was like so 2018.
When were you the trend police? Name one thing that is on trend right now.
I don't know. I don't know anything, but I can tell you when things are over. And that has been over for a while. When Demi Lovato's song was over, that was when it was over. It was hot for that summer, and then it was over.
She's the expert now. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
After today, I want you to look in your man's or your boosthang's phone and see what they got you as in their phone.
Like your contact name?
Because you're going to be shocked. Because yesterday I discovered that neighbor man has me in his phone as 3195 and then my phone number. He don't even have my number saved, Taylor. I discovered this because I was using his iPad to do cross-stitching stuff and I had texted a group chat with his dad, and I saw my number pop up, and I was like, wait a minute, that's my phone. He don't got my phone number saved. So then I asked him, I'm like, do you not have my phone number saved? He goes, no, I don't need to. It says maybe Destiny next to it, because that's what iPhones do, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I get that, but like you should probably save my phone number. And that's when I did some digging on his iPad. He doesn't have anybody's phone number saved. Not his mother, not his father. Nobody's phone number is saved on his phone. Nobody's, because it says maybe and then his mother's name, maybe his father's name. Nobody is saved.
That is crazy behavior.
Why would you live that life?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess unless he's just like not really texting that many people and he doesn't feel like
he needs to. I looked at that too.
Can I play safety officer mom right now?
Please do.
This man's dream is to be an emergency service worker. I think it's time for you to save some contacts in your phone.
Yeah.
So if your phone gets dropped when something's happening, people can call the people they need to key.
Yeah, because if you got into a major car accident, let's say today, and the car rolled over 16,000 times, you should always put, isn't it ICE in case of an emergency right before? You don't even have ICE in front of me, dude. I'm not even in an emergency, let alone your mother, your father. I'm not even that important.
So did you save yourself or you just left it?
No, but you know what? I'm going to do that today. Wait, I have his iPad with me right now. I'm going to save it. Should I save it as ICE and then something cool like best girlfriend ever or just like Destiny? Because I don't want to do that. That's lame. I'm going to save it as ICE and then like hottest girlfriend ever. You don't like that?
You're going to do whatever you want, so go ahead. I'm not saying you should go through your partner's phone because I think that's a slippery slope. But sometimes you get some interesting information out of there. You found out neighbor man doesn't have your contact saved.
Nope, he doesn't.
Well, I didn't find out anything bad inside my boyfriend Curly's phone, but I found out he does not know my phone number.
You know what? I don't think neighbor man would know mine either.
So here's what has happened is when we order takeout food, I'm normally the orderer. He's the picker upper. That's the deal. I'll order it online. I'll do the call, whatever it is. And then he has to go pick it up. That's the deal we have worked out. Because I'm the one that's placing the order, I always put my information because I'm the one that's ordering.
Mm-hmm.
So my name, my phone number. And I found out because we ordered pizza on Friday night. He came home and he's like, okay, here it is. But could you stop putting your phone number? Because every time they ask, I have to pull out my phone to look up your phone number. I don't know what it is.
Start learning it, buddy.
Well, he's like, I know it's 319. And then he had the first three numbers and he's like, I can't remember the rest. And I was like, should I be mad about this? But then I realized I don't know his phone number either. So I don't, like, is this bad? I don't even know.
I think I know neighbor man's. Hold on. I'm going to just verify it.
You're just going to say it on the radio so everybody can call
I do
him?
Know it. But only because it repeats multiple numbers. Does that make sense? It would be like, this is not his phone number. I want to make that very clear. So it's like 319-889-9889. Mm. Like, it's like that. That's
easy.
Not his phone number, okay? But it's like that. Where it's like it repeats the same phone number or the same number multiple times. It's like that. So it makes it stupid easy for me to remember. Mine does not, it only repeats one number.
I'm kind of like, you know,
it's not easy to remember.
Back in the day, back in middle school, when I first got a cell phone.
I remembered everybody's number.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing. Uh-huh. You had your boyfriend's phone number like memorized. I have my mom, my dad, and my sibling's phone numbers memorized still, but I'm like, maybe I need to learn his, because that feels important, and also I'm offended you don't know mine.
Yeah, you're right. Back in middle school, I had mom. I still have mom and dad, but, like, I had mom, dad, best friend, boyfriend, and then the next boyfriend after that, and then you had, like, the Pizza Hut, the grocery store, your mom's work.
You had that memorized, or you had a
hell
cheat sheet?
Yeah, you had them all memorized. You had to. We had a roof back then.
Do you still have the Pizza Hut memorized?
Oh, heck yeah, I do.
I'm sure you do.
I don't forget it.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't know what's happening, because I feel like every time I am not looking out the blinds, out the window behind me, I hear noises.
That was my throat. Did you hear that? That was something.
No.
Okay, good. Well, I heard that just 2 seconds ago. But
I
heard what it felt, I thought I heard like little noises, like a machine, like a.
Yeah.
Like a button sounding almost. And then I thought I heard talking earlier. And then I was like, well, maybe you didn't get enough sleep last night. So I talk myself out of things very easily.
Well, I keep hearing, I'm not with you on the voices. That's concerning. That is a little concerning. But I feel like I keep hearing, like, it sounds like somebody's out there with a tow truck or something. And then I look.
Okay, that is not what I heard.
And there's nothing.
I heard, like earlier, I don't know if you saw me because I was concerned, like, maybe I had something playing on the radio or on the board in front of me that shouldn't be playing. And I don't know if you saw my eyes. I was like, what is happening here? But, like, I heard, like, button pressing or, like, I don't know how to explain it, that I was like, this shouldn't be playing. And then I pressed it off like it was nothing. And then I heard voices. Okay, well, there's that. But then I took that off as maybe it's the boys from 1600 ESPN just outside our studio.
Okay. I don't know what's happening with you.
I don't know what's happening.
What I know now that is going to be my fun prank for the rest of the day is I'm just going to keep saying, did you hear that?
Stop. No, don't do that, because I'm going to believe you. You should also know that I'm very gullible. If you were to ever say the word gullible is written on the ceiling, guarantee I would probably look up there. Don't say it now.
News. This is not news to
that
me.
That I'm gullible?
No. You're losing it. Is what it is. You're not going to believe what I caught my boyfriend Curly using on his head last night. So to give you a little backstory, back at Christmas time, my parents, they have us play a bunch of games, And then the prizes are like kind of gag gifts,
yeah.
Super cheap, like dollar store, still fun little prizes to get. So my boyfriend got the prize of what I'm going to call a get ready with me headband. You know the type.
Mm-hmm.
The girlies on TikTok who do makeup tutorials.
Hey, get ready with me.
Hey, guys, get ready with me for my first day of seventh grade. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They're like towel material. His doesn't have a bow on it, but it's like the big, tall, ginormous get ready with me headband. He got that in his goodie bag, and everybody was like, ha ha, that's so funny. Like, Taylor, you could just probably steal that. And I was like, well, I actually already have one. So, yeah, I guess it'll come home with us, and I'll have two of them, I suppose. Well, I realized I never was given that item after Christmas. Until
so you just figured he threw it away?
Well, I didn't know what happened to it. I don't know. I didn't know if he left it behind or where it went until last night. I crawled into bed. I knew he was going to shower and then was going to stay up and game and stuff. And then he comes walking into our room with the get ready with me headband on.
Hey, guys, get ready with me to game.
I wish he would have said that. It's pink, and I had nothing else to say but, oh, my God, hey, diva. I was like, what? Look at you. That's cute. Have you been using that? And he was like, well, yeah, it's great when I put coconut oil in my hair. I was like, okay, so you've been using this? That's great. I'm glad. He's got a lot of hair. Again, hence the name Curly. It's long. It's in his eyes. And I know he uses like moisturizer and stuff. So I'm sure it's nice for him to get it out of his face. And he was like, yeah, dude, I've been loving it. So I was like, can I take a picture and send it to my mom to show her like, hey, I know you got this as a joke, but it's being seriously used. And he said no.
What? No.
He said no. So nobody else is ever going to get to see him use it except me.
What? So what else has he been using it for?
I don't know. That was the first time I've ever seen it. But it sounds like when he does his skincare, when he puts on his moisturizer after showering.
I'm just hoping you'll get to see him use it in other places.
Like I don't know.
When he's folding the laundry.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Hey, guys, come with me to fold the laundry.
I got to train him how to say that.
Yeah, you do.
Anytime it's on, you have to introduce everything you're doing as, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm making dinner tonight.
Get ready with me to trim my mustache.
I'm jealous that your boyfriend, Curly, is excited about skincare. I mean, he does do a skincare routine.
Yes, he embraces it, and he is going as far as to wear a cute pink headband when he does it.
And I need the same thing for Neighbor Man.
Mm.
Because I could tell, in the nicest way, his skin does need...
Oh, ouch.
I said in the nicest way, a skincare routine.
Okay.
Okay? And so I've been trying to, like, incorporate it in his life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the man don't want it.
Right. It's not generally like a dude's dream to have a skincare routine.
So how do I get him excited about a skincare routine?
Well, okay. Can I ask, what did you do? What have you done to...
Well, I bought him just moisturizer for Christmas. I put it in his stocking.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the brand, The Rock. I thought maybe if it was coming from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that maybe that would make him excited. Everybody loves Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Of course.
You know? That didn't get him excited. This morning, I put it out on the counter for him, and I thought, maybe if it was in his eyesight, he would do it. And he was going to walk right past it until I said, nah, how about you put some skincare on?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to get him excited. I need him to have the same passion about skincare as he does about wanting to build a whole gaming computer.
Right. Well, and that's never going to happen.
Well,
just lower your expectations right now. I don't know. I can't. It's so hard because, you know, dudes like really don't care. You're lucky if they wash their face, honestly. Mm.
He does do that. Oh, my God. He does it every single time.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I got him excited about that.
Okay.
I even watched him do it today.
Here's the thing. You gotta ease into it. I feel like most guys, if you're like, oh my gosh, let's do a spa night.
He likes to do that. He likes to do masks.
Okay, so that's a good start.
Uh-huh.
What I feel like really got my boyfriend Curly excited was I have a jade roller, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I would like put I don't like a serum or something on, and then like Jade roll it. And he was like, whoa, that is like really nice.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I'll get you your own. So maybe if he has a little tool that he can like.
Men love tools.
Yeah. The men love tools.
I need to get him tools.
You got to get him skincare tools.
Okay.
To maybe get him excited about it. And if that doesn't work, my only other suggestion is to use the face app, Old Face, on him and be like, if you don't put moisturizer on this.
This will be you tomorrow.
This will be you in 6 months. That is a warning.
Yeah, threaten him with like, it's going to be a short time.
A scary photo of himself. Yes.
I had to tell neighbor man a fat big N-O to looking at houses on Zillow because he told me, hey, you know what? Maybe you should just start looking for houses for us on Zillow. And I said, no. No.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It makes zero sense because we said we would look for houses and we would buy a house around the 2-year mark of us living where we're at.
Yeah.
Which would be not this April, but next April. So, and honestly, it's a little too early.
Yeah, you got a lot of time.
But here's why it is not healthy for me to look at Zillow. We're going to open the doors to Destiny's brain.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is why we can't look at Zillow. I said, it is not healthy for me to look at this because this is what happens when I look at Zillow. I'll find a house and I'm like, wow, that's a really pretty house. Mm-hmm. I want to go look at that. So I'll show neighbor man and I'm like, hey, can we go look at this house? And he'll be like, yeah, fine, whatever. Let's go look at the house. He doesn't think much of it. In his head, it's crickets. It's just a house, right?
Okay.
Okay? Nothing much for him. Yeah? Me, however, I'm thinking this could be the house, but I don't want to think too much of it because thinking too much of it, that's being overdramatic. But I'm still thinking it could be the house. So we go and look at the house. It's everything it could be. It's got a crafting slash makeup room for me. It's got a gaming room for him. It's got the perfect size living room. It's got the perfect size kitchen. It's got a 2-stall garage. This is great. Oh my God. This could be the house. He looks at the house and, well, it was a great house. That's what it was like in his brain. But for me, this was the house. So then we leave the house and I'm like, oh my God, this is the house. But how could we get a loan? Who provides loans? I don't know how we do this. How would we do this? I don't know. And then we got to get an inspection. How do you get an inspection? Oh my God, what's the process of getting in this house? And in my head, that's my head. We start thinking of all these things. I'm like, oh my God, how do we move? Who could help us move? Oh my God, could Taylor help us move? I don't know. Could she help us move? And then I start thinking, oh my God, where do we get boxes? I don't know where we get boxes. Do we have enough boxes? How many boxes do we need? How fast can we move? I don't know if I have enough PTO to move. His brain? That was a great house.
Mm.
And then I'll ask him, hey, what'd you think of the house? He thinks that was a great house. But I asked him, was that the house? He says, that was just a great house. But for me, I was asking, was that the house for us? Because I want to know if that's the house, if we're going to have that house forever and ever. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
At all? That's how I am as a person. It's like, I'm thinking, like, this house could be the house for the rest of our life. And I'm, like, thinking all these things. My head starts spinning, right? But for him, it was just a house.
Okay.
Does that make sense? This is why it's exhausting for me. Same thing for, like, an engagement. Every little thing that he says, I'm like, this could be it. I think he's going to propose to me. I don't know, but he said something last week, too. I think he's going to propose to me now. That's what my brain is constantly. I'm constantly thinking of scenarios and things and all that. It's exhausting to be in my brain.
Okay.
So this is why I can't look at a house on Zillow, because then I'm thinking it could be the house, but really it's not the house.
I don't think you should be allowed to look at anything, it sounds
like. It isn't, because it's exhausting. So when he asked me that, I then started crying. I was like, I can't do this. I can't look for houses on Zillow because this is why I can't do it. Let's wait until April next year when we're closer to moving.
I literally feel like I need to be medicated after hearing you just speak.
Last week, we told you about how Post Malone is going to be dropping a collaboration with Oreos.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and then I did 2 seconds of research to find they are nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm. I only know this because somebody leaked a photo on one of my groups, Post Malone Post Posting or Post Cougars for Post Malone. It's one of a group I'm in on Facebook, but it's a little package. It says Oreos. I think it's, what is it, salted caramel shortbread?
Yeah, something like that.
It's something like that. It looks really good. Salted caramel and shortbread flavored cream. And it says Oreo and then in big fat letters, post on it. It's got his autograph. You know I'm a sucker for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really good. And then immediately you did the research trying to find it everywhere. We couldn't find it. It's like nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
I even went out store to store even this weekend looking again. I can't find it anywhere. Well, I'm now on another group on Facebook, All Things Post Malone. Someone has posted again that they have found two packages. However, I think she found it on eBay because somebody's selling it for $35.
Mm-hmm.
However, then somebody posted a chat that they had with Oreo who spilled the tea.
Oh.
They said, when is it going to be available in America?
Because this is not posted anywhere, by the way. Like on right. their Instagram, TikTok, it's nowhere.
Nowhere. They said, thank you for your patience. The Post Malone cookies will have a pre-sale date of January 27th and will be available in retail stores starting February 3rd.
Okay, so you got a while.
I got a while, but it's coming close to my... That's like my birthday, dude.
Sort
no,
of.
It's like seven it's days not. Before my birthday.
Close enough,
Six
I guess.
Days before my birthday.
Okay, so now you can chill out with the grocery store, gas station
I can stop harassing the employees. I was
looking
actually.
For nothing.
But I'm ready. Should I do the pre-sale or should I just go to the retail store?
We were talking about Oreos.
Well...
Just go to the store.
Okay.
Just go to the store.
I don't want to brag, but I feel like I'm in like a whole new tax bracket.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not, but it feels like I am.
On a Monday?
On a Monday. For Christmas, I got an electric salt and pepper grinder, which I have never had in my entire life. And I've always seen people have one. And if I ever went to a friend's house who had one, I always thought you were rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got around to putting the salt in it, the correct salt you need for it,
yeah.
and the correct pepper, and putting the batteries in it. And I got those suckers going. And let me tell you, I'm going to put salt and pepper on anything now.
You're never looking back.
Oh, my God. I feel so rich. I'm like, oh, you want salt or pepper? Let me turn it over so it salts it up for you.
Oh.
Peppers it up. You hear that? It go, you know? It sounds way better, you know? Because I'm... rich now.
Right, right.
I don't know. I feel fancy. I've never had... Do you have one?
I do not.
Because you're poor.
Because no, I'm poor.
I'm kidding.
No, I don't know why I don't, because I see everybody on TikTok has those stupid things, and I'm always like, man, that looks so nice. Like, I love the grinded sea salt or
yes.
freshly cracked black pepper.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're probably not that expensive. Maybe they
yeah.
are. I don't know. I've just never gotten around to buying one, but I do think that they look luxurious.
They do. Oh, my God. I've always just thought anybody who has that, you got to be filthy rich. You probably secretly have $1 million in your bank account.
Mm.
I've always thought that. And now that I have that, I feel so stupid rich. And I'm not.
How's the bank account?
The complete opposite.
Okay, but at least you got electric salt and pepper shakers.
And if you're wondering if I could pay the bills this week, we shall see. I may or may not.
But is your food salty?
Yes, it is.
Always.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's always some different hack going viral on TikTok on how to get the best sleep. Like, mouth tape is a big thing right now.
Yeah, it is.
Keep seeing that. Some people with hacks on like how to stop snoring. And I stumbled across one that is hacks for people who have a hard time falling asleep. Immediately, my sirens in my brain are going off because I have the hardest time falling
yes,
asleep.
You do.
Always. So what this woman, who is a meditation guru named Emily Kessler, says is you're supposed to go for a mental walk through someone else's house to help you fall asleep.
So, like a house you've actually been to?
Yes. You want to pick a house that you're familiar with, but it's not your own house. So
maybe your childhood home?
Childhood home. The example she uses is your grandma's house. You're supposed to visualize yourself slowly walking up to the house, noticing all the details about the outside, the brick, the sidewalk, maybe some flowers, opening the door and walking in. And then you're supposed to visualize yourself walking through each room, taking in as many details as you can, like the furniture, the layout, the art that's on the wall. And she says that there's something about doing this, this visualizing walking through somebody else's house, that distracts your mind enough to help you fall asleep instead of like counting sheep. Mm. That doesn't work mm-hmm. for anybody. So it's mm-hmm. kind of just like mind-numbing, easy to think about, so much so that you're just going to drift off to sleep.
You know what this actually just reminded me of is that there was health class in high school.
Yeah.
And they had us lay down on the floor and they turned down the lights a little bit and put on some like soothing music.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, this is a good way to help you fall asleep. And what they kind of taught us, and I've used it a couple times here and there. Sometimes it does help. What they taught us was to basically imagine starting at your toes, one body part at a time, going up towards your head. You imagine it slowly sinking into the ground.
We did that too, and it didn't work
for me. It didn't work for you?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I don't know that this would even work for me either.
Well, give it a shot. Let me know.
My brain is racing before I go to bed, and if I imagine myself walking through somebody else's home,
then I feel like you'd be like, there's a mess over there. Could you clean that up? I think that's your problem.
That's exactly my problem.
You were just talking about in Trending with Taylor that there's a coach who's...
A meditation guru.
Yes, who's saying that a hack to fall asleep faster is basically to imagine yourself going through somebody's house.
Yeah, like your childhood home, your grandma's home. And apparently that's like mindless enough that it'll help you drift off to sleep.
Which I think could work for Neighbor Man, who has the hardest time falling asleep. I think maybe one time. After that, it ain't ever going to help him again.
I feel that.
I think he really truly needs to get rid of me to be able to fall back asleep faster and better.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He gets so angry with how fast I fall asleep. I'm not going to lie. Me, you put me on that bed, I go to bed like that. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. There's an occasional time here and there that it will take me 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep. But lately, I fall asleep so quickly. Mm. I don't mean to brag, but it happens. Sorry, as someone who can't fall asleep.
I can't probably want
to slap me, right?
I can't fall asleep for the life of me.
But I don't know what it is. And he gets so mad and he keeps making comments like, God, I just saw you fall asleep in 2 seconds and I sat there for hours
mm-hmm.
and hours. And hours. And then it hit me yesterday that I think I might be the problem. Remember me telling you a couple times now that there's these girls who I've seen it mostly on TikTok that they have this theory that if you're with somebody who's toxic,
right,
that you in like in a relationship, you'll find yourself really, really sick. Like your body will tell you they're not right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just be sick a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking his body's telling him that I'm toxic or that I'm not right for him by not letting him sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking him, I'm like, okay, there's been times that I've not been around you when you've been trying to sleep. Like when I've been on vacation or you've been on vacation away from me, did you sleep well? He's like, I don't remember. I'm like, I need you to start remembering.
Oh.
I need you to figure this out because I need to know if I'm the problem.
Why don't you do an experiment?
What do you mean? Like I need to leave? Do I need to go stay somewhere else tonight?
Or sleep on the couch and then see how long it takes them? I don't know. Or, yeah, maybe you need to leave the house.
No, I should go stay at a hotel, a 5-star hotel tonight.
Maybe.
The Doubletree. I'm coming there. They got a hotel. They got a pool. I want to stay
probably.
Somewhere with a pool. That'd be nice.
Probably. I don't know. I can't. I guess I never have thought about it that way.
Yeah, I need to do an experiment because I need to know if I'm the problem. Then I'm going to be sad. Maybe I don't want to do this because that means he's got to break up with me. Clearly, I'm a problem.
I don't know why you ever even brought this up, to be honest.
Now I'm going to be just
it's just a lose-lose for you.
I have an update about my daughter, Glinda, my sourdough daughter, Glinda.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
You started this last week.
I did. Last Saturday, not the Saturday that just happened, but the Saturday before I started her. And then all last week I was giving you updates
mm-hmm.
on my daughter. And I have the biggest update ever on how she did.
Yes.
I got not one, but two loaves out of her. Yeah. And you actually got a taste test of her.
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought she was really good.
Good, because you got the good one.
There was a bad one?
Well, I don't know if it... Here's the thing. I could tell the difference night and day. And Aaron Mann said he really couldn't tell the difference, but there is a difference. Is it really that bad? No. But let me explain. So I made the first loaf. Okay, so here's what you got to do. You got to take some of the starter, right? And you put it in a bowl, put some water, you put some flour and some salt, and you're mixing it all together. And obviously, it's got to be measured, all this fun stuff, right? But I was following this guy on YouTube, and he had said, and I was half listening, but what I was doing, I was paying attention to his measurements. I was making sure on the scale they were to a T. I half listened when he said, don't, like, really stir it. You want to make sure it's, like, half stirred, and it's okay if it's in chunks and your flour's not really stirred. I didn't really listen to that. I over-stirred it a little bit. And it was very, it was, like, very clear. I did that later on in the process. I will make that clear. Because the other loaf, which you didn't get to try, she doesn't have as many holes as, like, a sourdough normally does.
Yeah.
She's not really holy, if that makes sense.
She missed church this week. Noted.
Yeah, she's a sinner.
Thank you. Continue.
Yeah, she is. And that's Glinda one. The sinner. And then the saint is Glinda. We'll just call it sinner and saint.
There you go.
So the saint is when I did the second one. I was like, well, I have so much starter. I think I can do another one. So that's when I did the other one. And then I ended up following him again. And that's when I realized he said, don't really stir it that well. And
right.
I was like, oh, okay. So the saint did very well. I could just tell. But when I was playing with her and I'm doing my stretch and fold, she was just doing better.
Yeah.
So there was just a difference there. Here's where I also messed up again. Is that, so I did all the stretch and folds. The next process is the proofing part. Mm. Well, no, it's like the fermenting part where she just has to sit. After you do your stretch and folds, she sits for like 12 hours or so, 12 plus hours, however you want. And I had her sit. What I did is I put her in the oven, not on, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't trust Fat Mochi. He would have ate her. So I had to put her in the oven.
Okay.
And I had her sit for a little bit. And then I took her out. And then that's when I probably should have put my inclusions in, because I wanted one plain, one cheddar. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
And then I kept the process going. Next is proof. You mess with her again. Then you cold proof her. Then after your cold proof is when you start baking her. And that's when I was thinking, that's when I put the inclusions. And that's when I realized, oh, no, honey.
It's too late.
It's too late. I should have done it a long time ago. So we just had two plain. So next time I'm going to do a cheddar. I just messed it up.
Is the sinner edible or is it like really gross?
No, she's edible. It's just like I can tell. I don't know how to explain it. But she just... She's more bland. Is the best maybe way to explain it. The saint has more flavor, as what I would say. The sinner is just more bland.
Got it.
Is what I would say. And way less holes. I mean, like I said, she missed some serious church in the week, is what I would say. But other, I mean, she's totally edible. Am I going to eat it? And am I going to get it to the coworkers here I don't really care for? Yes.
Oh my God.
You're going to know who I don't care for if you got the less holes.
I'm going to look at everybody's... Holy and holeless bread.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Get your plates ready because we plan on eating more this year.
I'm hungry, man.
Same. Tonight's trivia question. A third of Americans expect to eat more of this year than they did last year. What is it?
I like these kind of goals when it comes to food.
She's like, why didn't I put this on my vision board?
Seriously, why didn't I?
You could redo it.
Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
A third of Americans expect to eat more of this year than they did last year. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm all right.
But like, 5 seconds before we turn on the mic, Taylor had the biggest sneeze.
That was aggressive. I was trying to just get it out before you turn my microphone on because I don't have control of that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I'm okay.
Let's hope it doesn't come in twos and threes or whatever.
I think it's because there's dust in my nose.
Ew, gross. Tonight's trivia question, not about sneezes. A third of Americans expect to eat more of this year than they did last year. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1607 said protein.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like everybody's talking. This is the year of protein. Everybody's talking about their protein.
Protein. That's me. I have a very high protein goal.
Mm.
I got to hit every day.
Yeah.
I didn't hit it today.
Darn it.
And I'm definitely not hitting it tonight because on the way home, I'm hitting a fast food drive-thru. Skirt.
What? You're telling me chicken nuggets isn't protein?
Well, a little bit, but it's not where.
Not the right kind?
Well, I mean, it is. Well, it's not. But like,
I don't know anything.
It's not like I have a very high. We're moving on.
Okay.
It's just not the right things I should be eating.
Okay.
1101 said fruits and veggies. Again, nowhere near what I should be eating.
Yeah.
I mean, French fries, is it a vegetable? You're not wrong.
A potato.
It's a potato.
9301 said chips and queso.
That's on Taylor's list.
I love this. I would love to eat more chips and queso in 2025.
Why don't we just make it chips and queso Friday?
I would love to go on a chips and queso tour around the city of Cedar Rapids.
What's the tour?
Go to different restaurants and order chips and queso. It's on everybody's appetizer list.
Are you going to determine who has the best chips and queso?
I could, or I could just enjoy the chips and queso at every restaurant in the city of Cedar Rapids.
I like this tour. When do we start the tour?
We're
going to probably have to start it pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, there's 52 weeks. We've already lost like two, so I got to get on it. I got to do some research.
A third of Americans expect to eat more of this year than they did last year. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You're gonna be sick and tired of chips and queso.
Never.
Never. Seriously.
Never.
Could you do it every single meal?
No, but I could do it once a week.
Once a week and you never get tired of it?
No.
She's going to be the mayor of chips and queso.
That's my goal. Thank you.
A third of Americans expect to eat more of this year than they did last year. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Is it finally done? Hooray! Here it is! Ready to serve? This pizza is made! Yeah!
Pizza!
You don't know what that's from?
No, what is that from?
It's the Olsen twins.
What'd they do?
Mary-Kate and Ashley, they had the, like, you're invited to Mary-Kate and Ashley's slumber party or sleepover or something. It was in the show.
Did they sing that?
Yes.
Don't tell me. They did?
Yes.
They sing. That's them singing?
Yes.
Really?
When they were kids, yeah.
Now, is this like one of our little like kid oven thingy-majiggers? Or are they like actually cooking pizza?
Well, they were at a slumber party. So they were talking about how they wanted to order pizza.
Oh
my God.
Is that what do they got this on Netflix? I'll watch it if I need to be cultured. I will.
I don't know where. I remember getting it from like Blockbuster. So you're going to have to.
We're going to have to go find a Blockbuster.
Go find the one that exists. More? Yes.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.